Welcome to CNN Student News, and if you're just coming back from your summer break, it's great to see you again. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia. First up today, turmoil in Turkey. It's a country that joins southeastern Europe with southwestern Asia, and for the past year, it's been struggling with political upheaval, domestic violence, and international terrorism. Turkish government officials say the ISIS terrorist group, which is based partly in neighboring Syria, is likely behind the latest major attack. It happened at an outdoor wedding celebration in a Turkish town near the Syrian border. A suicide bomber killed at least 51 people and wounded dozens of others. Turkey and the Kurdish ethnic group that lives in the region have given support to the fight against ISIS, so observers say ISIS might have planned Saturday's attack in revenge. Earlier this summer, suspected ISIS suicide bombers killed 44 people at an airport in Istanbul. Turkey's government has also fought against an armed rebel group for decades. It was blamed for bombing Turkish police forces last week. And the nation's been under a state of emergency after an attempted coup over the summer. It did not succeed in overthrowing the government, but hundreds were killed before that violence came to an end.